As we begin this morning, we think back to last year. Last year was our privilege to have our dear Pastor Chu here to give the anniversary sermon. We remember him as he walks through his valley now.
他现在在, 喜应的幽谷在走的时候, 我们会纪念他。
By next year, we dearly hope to have a senior pastor.
我们希望明年这个时候我们有个主任牧师。
Whoever that may be.
不晓得是谁。
I hope we'll have a senior pastor next year.
那我是很希望我们有主任牧师。
I'm sure you hope we'll have a senior pastor next year.
我想你也这样的希望。
So this sermon is hopefully an aberration in our history.
所以我希望今天的讲道是在我们教会的历史当中是比较特别的。
By the grace of God, here we are, and so we'll proceed.
靠着神的恩典，我们继续下去。
This is our 34th year as Chinese Bible Church.
今年是我们, 华人圣经教会第34年。
So this morning we reflect in the light of Scripture what it means for us to be Chinese Bible Church.
所以我们今天就透过圣经文来回想到底怎么样叫做一个华人圣经教会。
We are, first of all, Chinese Bible Church.
第一,我们是一个中国华人的教会。
And that raises the question, how do we as a Chinese church differ from a Chinese association?
那我们就想,我们作为一个华人的教会,跟其他华人的团体有什么不一样?
Most groups who've come to this country have set up ethnic associations.
很多不同的种族,他们来到这个国家,都会有他们的团体。
How do we as a Chinese church differ from a Chinese ethnic association?
那我们作为一个华人教会跟其他华人的团体有什么不一样呢?
Feng Gongyang was a Chinese scholar from PRC who came in, to do research in sociology in this country.
杨凤刚从, 中国大陆来到这个国家做社会学的研究。
And he published his dissertation entitled The Chinese Christians in America.
他写了他的博士论文就是说 华人教会,
and he studied the purpose of Chinese church through the lens of a Chinese church in Washington, D.C.
那他就特别是在华盛顿那个地方来研究中国的教会，然后推展整个的美国。
And his basic point is that in many respects, Chinese church or any ethnic church is like an ethnic organization.
他的结论是华人的教会或者说其他的种族的教会就跟其他的种族的机构没有两样。
When you come from overseas to this country, mostly you have to assimilate to this country.
那你从海外到这个国家就要投入这个地方的文化。
At school, at work, you need to learn a new language.
在学校、在工作的地方，你要学一个新的语言。
New customs and values.
一些新的习惯，一些新的价值。
You even need to get a new name.
可能还要选一个新的名字。
Now, home and church are two places where you can be who you are most comfortable being.
那家庭跟教会是地方，这个地方你回去觉得非常自然的。
At home and in an ethnic church, we can use Chinese language.
在我们的家或者在华人教会里面，我们可以用自己的语言。
Some of us can.
起码我们当中的一部分人可以这样。
We can celebrate Chinese holidays.
我们也庆祝中国的节日。
We can reinforce Confucian values.
然后在孔孟的教训。
We can find somebody to marry.
我们也可以找一个中国人来结婚。
And we can even use the name our parents gave us at birth and other people can say the name properly.
然后我们周围的人也可以这个比较正确的来说出我们的名字。
Now even I have experienced a small dimension of this.
那我自己也经验到一点点这方面。
After we had spent 16 years in Singapore raising our children in public schools, living in Chinese community.
我们在新加坡过了16年, 在一个华人的社会里面, 居住, 然后小孩也进, 学校。
We come back to this country and I'm thinking, if I'm coming back to pastor, how would I ever fit into an Anglo church?
当我想到要回到美国来做牧师的时候, 就想怎么样可以在一个美国的教会再一次投入进去。
We were going to live in a town with a huge, famous fishing pond.
我们就希望找到一个地方, 那个区是很多钓鱼的地方。
But the school was only 1% other than Anglo. Only 1%, all of the ethnic groups combined.
但是我们住的那一区, 99%都是西方人。
And my children love fishing, but I thought, how can they come back and live in an Anglo school?
我就想我的小孩很喜欢钓鱼, 可是上学的话, 这个学校大部分都是这个西方人。
So ethnic communities, ethnic churches, ethnic associations provide us a place where we feel comfortable in a culture which is not our own.
所以一个种族的机构, 像一个种族的教会, 在一个异文化的地方, 给我们回到我们自己的家,
in many respects, we are and we should be like an ethnic association.
从某个角度来说, 我们教会应该是跟一个种族的机构,
Of course, it's true that we are not actually a Chinese church. According to Yang's research, we are basically four Chinese churches. He divides different sorts of Chinese culture based on nation of origin, based on life experience before coming to this country.
他就从这些教会里面的人，他们的来自来什么地方，跟他们的人生经验，他就分开四个种类。He
describes sojourners, people who fled the mainland in the 1940s and 50s.
第一类呢是那些在50年代、40年代离开亚洲到美国的一些教会。Their
experience was unique.
他们的经验是特别的。They
lived through great upheaval, often through multiple migrations.
他们的生活是困难的，他们到处流荡。
Then he describes what he calls the second generation from Hong Kong and Taiwan.
没有第二代的，乃是从香港、从台湾来的。
They had lived through much more stability and prosperity.
相对来说，他们就比较稳定，而且物资方面比较丰富。
And often came to this country as graduate students.
然后来到这个国家作为学生。
And he describes a third class of more recent arrivals from Indochina and from the mainland.
然后第三类呢，就是主要从中国大陆跟东南亚的地方。
People who faced a good deal of political turmoil in their lives.
他们在政治方面遭遇了很多的迫害。
Social conflict and disillusionment.
社会方面的争执等等。
And then of course there are those ABCs and ARCs.
然后第四种呢，就是那些ABC土生土长的人。
Who are fully Americanized.
基本上他们已经是美国化。
And they come to an ethnic church without a desire to preserve an overseas culture.
那他们来到一个华人的教会，他们不是要保存那种的华人的文化。
Because overseas culture is not their home culture, but a new culture.
因为这种的这个华人的文化不是他们本人的一个文化。
And I illustrate one of the issues we face as an English congregation.
那我们在英文堂我们所面对的。
In celebration of the confirmation of deacons, I've invited the deacons and elders and pastors to my home.
那我们要这个选举这个执事的时候，我们我就邀请所有的长老执事到我的家来。Well,
my wife will do most of the work. She's invited them to our home.
其实是我太太做大部分的工作，是她邀请。Now
we invite them to the low residence.
那我请她到我们家来。What
does that mean?
这个什么意思？
The name, low residence.
这个卢家,
what it means is, please, please come. You're welcome to come for this party.
那那个意思是说, 请你们来, 你们是被邀请的。
But we're not asking you to reside here. This is our residence.
但是我们的意思是说, 你们只是来过一个下午, 等等, 那住的话是我们卢家住的。
We're saying, please come.
请你来。
Please go.
然后请你不走。
And so when we, you know, when we invite people in the English congregation, we invite them to Chinese Bible Church.
So 我们请一些这个讲英语的到华人圣经教会.
What we're really trying to say is, if you speak English, you're welcome to come. Please come. You're part of us.
我们可能有一个意思说，你讲英语的，欢迎你来，你是我们的一部分.
But if we put too much emphasis on the word Chinese, what we're saying to them is, if you're not Chinese, you're welcome to come, but please don't stay.
如果我们把重点放在华人的话。 我们另外一个意思就是说，欢迎你来，但是请你到时候离开。
So really, as one church, we are really trying to meet the cultural needs, so that all four cultures can feel comfortable here.
所以我们作为一个华人教会，我们希望四种不同的文化的人在这个教会里面都感觉到非常的安舒。
And we celebrate this morning through the worship. Because what most of you would not know is that the Chinese worship ministry changed the way they do things so that we could worship together.
我们要注意这个中文堂，特别是把崇拜的方式稍微改变，叫英文堂的人也觉得比较适合。
Another week this month was scheduled for contemporary worship.
本来是另外一个礼拜是比较现代的一种的敬拜方式。
And they changed the contemporary worship to this week to make it more comfortable for English congregation to join Mandarin congregation in worship.
他们做了一些的调整，让英文堂的人在敬拜当中也觉得比较安舒一点。
We celebrate four cultures in one church.
我们在同一个教会里面，我们庆祝四个不同的文化。
But an ethnic church is not exactly like an ethnic association.
但是一个种族的教会跟一个种族的机构还是有不一样。There
is a huge difference.
有很大的不一样，其实。
Yang noticed this in his studies.
杨峰刚在他的研究就写出来。
Like an ethnic association, we seek to meet cultural needs.
像一个种族的团体，我们要满足种族的需要。
But in his study of Chinese church, Yang noticed that we do something far more important.
但是当他研究华人教会的时候，他提出我们所做的比这个更重要。
The core of what makes us who we are is that we bring people to Christ.
那个重点呢，乃是我们把人带到主耶稣的面前。
Our ethnic identity is the culture we use, but it's not the core of who we are.
我们用种族作为华人作为一个管道来邀请别人到基督耶稣的面前。
The core of who we are comes out in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 18.
在彼得前书第一章18节这里就讲到我们是谁。
For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers.
这里说知道你们得胜脱去你们祖宗所流传虚无的行为不是凭着能坏的经营等物。
Like Peter's audience, we celebrate many of the things we got from our forefathers.
像彼得一样，我们从我们的祖先，我们享用他们赐给我们的。
And from our countries of origin.
从我们原来的这个国家。
But at least in one respect.
但是从一方面。
We also change our culture of origin.
我们也是在改变我们自己原来的文化。
In our relationship with God, we have been redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to us from our forefathers.
我们在基督耶稣里面，我们从我们的祖先所领受的，我们现在在改变。
God has called us from the worship of idols to the worship of the true God.
神要我们从以前是敬拜偶像的，变成现在是敬拜真神的。
God has called us from an antagonism toward the very idea of God to the love of God.
上帝要我们以前是与神为敌的，现在成为是与神为友。
God has called us from the uncontrolled pursuit of wealth and prestige to the service of God.
上帝要我们以前是追求名利经营的，现在是追求上帝。
And we proclaim this God.
然后而且我们传扬他。
We proclaim Christ who died for us.
我们传扬基督为我们死。
Peter writes in verse 20.
彼得在第20节这样说。
He was chosen before the creation of the world.
基督在创世以前是被神知道的。
But was revealed in these last times for your sake.
就在这末世才为你们显现。
Through him you believe in God.
你们也因着他信那叫他从死里复活的。
Who raised him from the dead and glorified him.
而且叫你们给你荣耀的。
So that your faith and hope are in God.
叫你们的信心和盼望都在于神。
As we gather together as four cultures,
当我们聚在一起，是从四个不同的文化融合在一起。
Culture attracts people.
我们透过文化可以吸引人。
But the gospel, Christ crucified, buried and resurrected, proclaims who we are at our core.
但是乃是基督为我们舍命，为我们钉十字架，这个成为我们中心的价值。
The gospel is like a river that runs through channels cut in the rocks.
那个福音好像水流过，把石头都凿穿。
Culture provides those channels.
文化就是那些的管道。
But the river that runs is not culture, but the gospel.
但是那个河不是水,
God has given us natural pathways for the gospel. Pathways of ethnicity and language and culture. And we use those, we travel down those pathways. But the core of who we are is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we seek to proclaim that in ways that fit with every culture God chooses to bring to us. Those who fled the mainland in 1940s and 50s, those who came as grad students in the 60s and 70s, those who arrived in the late 80s and 90s,
80年代, 90年代到美国的,
and those who were born here, those who speak Mandarin or Cantonese or English,
讲国语,
the gospel is who we are. And we proclaim that to all who care to join us. And we reach out from those who care to join us to those who know nothing about us. Our calling is to make them all feel welcome. So that they can meet our God. We are Chinese, we are also a Bible church. As a organization, how do we differ from any sort of other non-profit organization? In some respects, we're similar to any other non-profit. Think of the Red Cross. The American Cancer Society,
美国的防癌中心,
World Vision,
世界宣明会,
like non-profits, we have a mission.
像这些不牟利的机构,
we have a goal.
我们有一个方向,
we have a role.
我们有一个责任,
but we do more than this.
但是不只是这一些,
God has called us to spread the gospel. Just like the American Cancer Society seeks to support cancer research,
像美国的防癌机构,
like the Red Cross engages in emergency medical relief,
红十字会, 他们会救那些在灾难当中的人,
as World Vision seeks to meet the needs of the poor around the world.
然后世界宣明会, 他们看到世界里面的穷人来做帮助的时候,
we too have a mission.
那我们的目标是什么呢?
Our mission is to spread the gospel.
我们的目标乃是来传福音。
But unlike a non-profit organization, we are more than a mission.
但是不像这些非牟利的机构, 我们不单只有这个的目标。
Who we are is greater than the task that we do.
我们是谁比我们所做的,
we are more than people on a task assignment. At the same time as we fulfill our task, we create a new community. Notice what Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22.
那注意到彼得在第一章第22节这样的说,
now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth,
你们既应顺从真理洁净了自己的心,
have a sincere love for your brothers,
以致爱弟兄没有虚假,
love one another deeply,
就当从心里彼此切实的相爱,
from the heart,
从心里面切实的相爱,
chapter 2 verse 1,
第二章第一节,
rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit.
所以你们要除去一切的恶毒, 诡诈,
hypocrisy,
并假善,
envy,
嫉妒,
slander of every kind.
和一切诽谤的话,
we are more than our task.
我们不只是我们的责任,
we are also a community.
我们乃是一个团体,
we not only serve together in the cause of the gospel,
我们不单只为福音的缘故一起的服侍,
We also live and care for each other. We deal respectfully and gently with each other. We rejoice with those who rejoice. We weep with those who weep. We work alongside those who work. But more than that, we live alongside those who live. The Bible calls us to this. Not merely to believe things about God. Not merely to engage in religious activities.
不单只要做这些宗教的事,
but the Bible calls us to live together as a community. And this is why when we get together to study the Bible,
所以我们聚在一起研究圣经的时候,
we do more than study.
我们不单只去研究,
we share.
我们乃是分享,
we pray. Because we seek not only to know more about the Bible, but we seek to live out that Bible in community with each other. You have a sincere love for your brothers, Peter writes.
彼得说你对弟兄有一个真诚的爱,
love one another deeply.
就好的从心里面切实的相爱,
from the heart.
从心里面.
And thirdly, we are a church.
第三方面, 我们是一个教会。
Now, I don't know about it in Chinese, but in English, church is an ambiguous word.
在中文也是一样, 教会是可以模棱两可的。
This building we call a church.
这个建筑物, 我们有时候就叫做一个教会或者是教堂。
So, use Chinese Bible church could refer to the building that we gather in to worship.
所以教会有时候就可以指我们聚会的那个地方。
But a church in the Bible is far different from a building in which we worship. They never use the word church to describe their building. They didn't have separate buildings. They typically worshiped in their homes.
当时候没有其他这个分别出来的那个建筑物，他们都在他们的家里面敬拜。
Jews had synagogues and temples, but not Christians.
犹太人有他们的会堂跟他们的圣殿，可是基督徒没有。
Peter turns to the people and addresses them as a church.
可是彼得转过来对这些基督徒说，你们是教会。
In chapter 2, verse 4, he writes,
这个第二章第四节这样说,
as you come to him, the living stone,
主乃是活石,
he was rejected by men, but chosen by God and precious to him. And you are like Jesus. You're living stones. Being built into a spiritual house. To be a holy priesthood. Offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable gift to God through Jesus Christ. You see, the earliest believers had been thrown out of the synagogues, thrown out of the temples. And Peter reassures them. You may have been thrown out of the temple. But God has not rejected you. Because He is making you into a temple. In the eyes of the world, maybe they were rubble.
从世界人的眼中,他们可能好像一些乱的石堆一样。
But in the eyes of God, like Jesus Christ Himself had been, they were not rubble, but stones.
在耶稣的眼光,他们不是乱石堆,乃是活石。
More than stones.
不单只是石头。
God did not want a pile of stones, no matter how well carved the stones were.
上帝不要一堆的石头,不管那些石头是怎么样丢的那么好。
God wanted a temple.
上帝所要的是一个灵宫。
A living temple.
一个活的灵宫。
And so Peter writes, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual temple.
所以彼得这里说, 好像活石被建造成为灵宫。
You're a holy priesthood.
你们乃是圣洁的祭司。
And you offer sacrifices acceptable to God.
你们的奉献是蒙神所悦纳的。
So God is not satisfied if each of us come individually to Him.
所以如果我们个别的来到上帝的面前，上帝倒不喜悦。
Remember what the Chinese temple is like, for those of you who have that kind of a background.
你想到中国的庙是怎么样的？
You can go to the temple alone.
你可以个别的到这个庙里面。
You can offer your incense alone.
你可以在庙里面烧香。
You can offer your prayers alone.
你可以在那里念经。
We are not like a Chinese temple.
但是我们不是在这些庙里面。
God calls us individually to faith.
上帝个别的呼召我们。
But that's just the beginning.
但是那个只是一个开始。
Then God takes these individual stones and He crafts them into a beautiful temple.
然后上帝用这些个别的石头把它变造成为一个灵宫。
And He takes us 600 or 700 individuals.
从600个人700个人
I've lost count. Perhaps 800 individuals.
可能800个人
And he forms us. He doesn't want 800 individuals alone, but he forms us into one church.
他不要700-800不同的人，乃是希望成为一个的教会。
We also, like living stones,
我们也像活石一样
are being built into a spiritual house.
被建成为一个的灵宫。
Together,
我们一起被建造。
So we are more than an ethnic association.
所以我们不单只是一个种族的机构。
We are redeemed.
我们被拯救。
We are more than a non-profit organization with a specific mission.
我们也不只是一个非牟利的机构，有一个的目标。
We are a community.
我们乃是一个团体。
And we're more than a building where people come to meet.
我们也不只是一个建筑物。
We are being constructed into that building, into that temple.
我们乃是被建造成为这个建筑物的一部分。
So this morning, in the 34th year of our existence,
所以在今天早晨，我们庆祝34年周年的时候，
we celebrate the supreme privilege that is ours.
我们也庆祝我们有这种的特权。
In the words of 1 Peter chapter 2,
那彼得第二章告诉我们，
we are a chosen people.
我们是被拣选的族类。
A royal priesthood,
是有军装的祭司。
A holy nation,
圣洁的国度。
A people belonging to God,
属神的子民。
And we declare the praises of Him who called us out of darkness into His wonderful light.
是叫我们宣扬那照我们出黑暗进日奇妙光明者的美德。
Not individuals,
不是个别。
But a people,
但是乃是一个群体。
A community,
一个团体。
Our own unique ethnicity,
我们特别的文化。
With Western Europeans,
或者说是西方的。
And Chinese,
跟东方的。
And Native American, well, Americans,
然后是美国的。
People from all sorts of different ethnic groups becoming one new ethnicity.
不同的种族的人走在一起，我们成为一个新的族类。
A chosen people,
一个被拣选的。
A people belonging to God,
是属神的子民。
Once we were not a people,
以前我们不算为子民。
But now we are the people of God.
现在我们成为神的子民。
Once we had not received mercy,
以前我们不受怜悯的。
But now we have received mercy from God.
现在我们从神那里蒙了怜悯。
Let us pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, may your word be our experience.
上帝，我们求你的话成为我们的经验。
In our 34th year,
我们庆祝第34年的时候。
In our 44th year,
在我们第44年。
In our 54th year,
54年。
May we be not merely individuals that join together temporarily to worship.
不单只我们是一个个人的走在一起来敬拜。
May we be a people.
我们更是一个族类。
Our own distinct ethnicity before you.
我们在你面前有特别的种族。
Not your persons,
不是个别，
but your people.
但是你的人民。
Whether we come from four cultures or from 104,
不管我们是从四个不同的文化，或者是从104个不同的文化走在一起。
May we find a home here.
我们在这个地方都觉得是回家一样。
May we provide a home for others.
我们也把这个地方好像一个家庭一样 提供给别人。
For your mercy to us, we thank you in Jesus' name.
谢谢你在基督里面给我们的怜悯，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.